following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
All right, fans, we've officially put football season to bed, which can only mean one thing. The madness is upon us. Oh, and spring training, and hockey's heating up, and the NBA. All right, so if it weren't for a lack of football, March would be the best time of the year, clearly as a fan. Which also makes it the best time of the year to head to StubHub. And you should know this by now. StubHub is the place to get tickets for every game in every sport in every city. So head to StubHub today. Find the seats that are right for you and let the madness begin.
StubHub!
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's Doug and Daddy's show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Glad you're a part of our day. Today on the Doug and Daddy show, we're going to catch up with, in his seventh season as head coach of the Illinois Illini baseball team, Dan Hartlib is set to join us about 10 after the hour. It's Wednesday, which means Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy show. That means John McBride, UNK Athletic Director, is going to be swinging in. And also means we're going to catch up with Kearney High wrestling coach, new wrestling coach, Ty Swarm, is going to be in with us as well later in the hour. So all that going on today's Doug and Daddy show. I know the word's going around about the Nebraska baseball coaching search. I know there's names being thrown out there. Apparently the lack of interest is making a lot of people out there cringe, and that doesn't do anybody any good, because Lee Barfneck in the Omaha World Herald today ran off a list of them. No one seems to be interested on the national level of the major names that people were throwing about. Mark Few's name's been thrown in there, not interested. The Colorado coach, Tad Boyle's not interested. The list keeps going on and on of people not interested. And, Doug, I think this was your point of contention all along.
Well, yeah.
If you don't have anybody.
And if you're throwing $2 million at Greg Marshall of Wichita State, we need a new athletic director, okay? If you're going to give somebody $2 million and you were screwing around with Doc Sadler at $800,000, then there is a problem. Who gets that kind of a raise? Two and a half times, almost?
But, Doug, you said from the beginning, if you're not having a meeting, if you're not having a meeting with Mark Boehm, no one knows Mark Boehm in St. Louis. I can't believe that would be like Mark Boehm, and I'm just picking this Rick Majerus, our link to having supper together at Ruth's Chris in St. Louis. You got to have the Frank Solich in the old, or the Frank Solich. You got to have the Carl Pellini meeting in the old market that Florida Atlantic had. You've got to have your eye on somebody when somebody's going out. You can't be the blind guy walking down the street with your stick waiting to hit something.
Yeah, they had no idea who they were going to hire. No idea. Because simply, if you do have John Gross, say it's John Gross from Ohio, then what are we doing? Why are we wasting money and hiring firms to put on this front? No. So I don't believe that for a minute. This is just a circus. It's a flat-out circus.
Well, and Mark Few, do you really think Mark Few would leave Gonzaga to come to Nebraska? Now, that's great if he would, but that's his deal. That's his kingdom out there. It's a whole different animal. I don't know. I'm sure Mark Few go, I don't know if I can coach in the Big Ten. I know I compete pretty well with St. Mary's and beat these other 10 dorks that we play.
Keith Mann has sent us out. He is the media relations athletic director assistant czar. He has sent out this statement from Tom Osborne. Quote, our head men's basketball position has not been offered to any individual at this point and will not be offered until we have fully completed the process. A job offer would not be extended without athletic department officials first having an opportunity to meet in person with that candidate. Must be refuting the Omaha World Herald. That's the whole statement. Must be refuting Lee Barfnick's column today.
Scott Sutton, thumbs up, no way.
Oh, my God, Tony. We had Brian Rosenthal on yesterday. Again, if Scott Sutton is who you get as your coach, we're firing. Forget it. Again, as great as he may be and good person and Sutton is his last name and ties to, well, look at the lineage. As great as the coaches may be, again, why are they both not at their current positions as coaches in Eddie and his
Scott,
brother?
Yeah. I think you're exactly right.
Scott's the one at
Oral Roberts.
Yeah, his brother. Why are him and his father not? 13 years at Oral Roberts, and they've made the postseason 6 times, and his winning rep percentage is what, about 62%? No. My God, no. And if that's what a search firm is telling you to look at, get a new firm. I'm telling you, Tony.
Maybe that's what we could be, the Doug and Daddy search firm.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, 4 months ago when I told you you got to have somebody ready to hire the next day. That's all I said 4 months ago. If you're firing Doc, and this was before the big swoon at the end, you got to have somebody you're hiring the next day. This is a disaster. As of today, this is a disaster. I'm still saying if you bring in John Gross, great. Great, great, great. Can he win it in a BCS conference? So he's got a good group of kids, just like every other damn coach we brought in here, and they've won at their mid-major conference. Again, who do you want, Doug? I don't know. I can't give you the name. I can tell you who we don't want. And if you don't like that angle here, fine, fire at me. But I think I'm still right on this. You cannot bring in what we've been doing here. Or repeat history. That's all you're doing.
But if John Gross is a guy, you couldn't have hired him the day after you fired Doc.
He's calling us?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you couldn't hire him the day, when he's still in the tournament.
We're not hiring John Gross because we've had all these other guys that we've interviewed. Why would you hire Scott Sutton if John Gross told you yes?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm just saying that if John Gross is your guy, you would have had to debunk all these other. I mean, right away is what you're saying. We've got our candidate out there. Let's let the deal play out and see how long, let the tournament. Hopefully, one of the coaches and people would figure out it's John Gross or whatever. And if that's the case, then great. Tommy Amaker is a name that people have brought up earlier. That's supposedly at Harvard, and that's supposedly a no-go, or nobody's interested in. Nobody seems to be bringing up that name. I don't know what other coach out there. People are bringing up Bruce Weber at Illinois that got fired. I don't know if that's a name. Obviously,
if he couldn't do it at Illinois, he can't do it at Nebraska. And he's 60, or pick whatever. He's in that ballpark. No.
I'm just throwing out names right that have been mentioned. I'm not coming at you or coming at anybody saying, just throwing out the names.
Scott and Carney says this is Bill Callahan all over again. Fire a coach and have no one in line for replacement. Well, I think Peterson had somebody in line. They just didn't say yes.
Well, that's what it looks like, though, doesn't it?
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating any time that you have to get rid of a coach and find somebody to take over, and it appears there's no direction. It's everybody wanted to be the football coach at Nebraska. Nobody wants to be the basketball coach, apparently.
Well, that's exactly right. But right now, we're going to talk a little Big Ten baseball. We're joined by the reigning Big Ten tournament champion coach in Dan Hartlib. Dan, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, Dan, we're doing great. We're looking forward to Big Ten baseball. And before we break down Illinois, Nebraska, and all things like that, during this whole joining the Big Ten process at Nebraska, the one sport that a lot of people said Nebraska will be able to make a leap in was baseball, even after struggling the last 3 years in the Big 12. Obviously, the Big Ten is not getting a lot of love baseball-wise, although you guys helped that quite a bit by proving your worth in the regionals last year. What is the head coach of the conference champions at Illinois tell Nebraska fans about the state of Big Ten baseball?
Well, I think it's really improved over the last 4 or 5 years. What you've seen in our conference is a lot of upgrades with facilities, which brings in more recruits. I think if you look over the past 4 or 5 years, the teams that have gotten into the NCAA tournament have played very well. I've had a number of teams have gotten into the regional finals, and we've been teams that have knocked off number one seeds. I truly believe that we're a better conference than we get recognition for or get credit for. And I think Nebraska is a great addition to the conference. They're coming from a conference that baseball-wise has had more respect than what we've been able to get. I think they'll help our cause. I think they'll find out that, Big Ten baseball is good. If you look at the statistics across the country, 70% of the time, the home team wins in college baseball. And if you look at what's happened in our weather area, most of the time, our first 20 games are on the road. And so we lose RPI points early in the year, which hurts us come tournament time. If you look at the strength of our schools from midseason on, we've been pretty good. So, there's some geographical issues, but I think there's good baseball and good players in our conference.
Dan, when you say the last 4 or 5 years, the Big Ten, is that solely to do with the NCAA moving up the start date so everybody starts at the same time?
Well, I think that that is a factor. We've had other very good teams that have made regional runs prior to that time. I thought we made a lot of headway when it was a common starting date of March 1st, and then it's creeped back into February, where it's mid-February now. So as much progress as we've made or did make in some areas, I think we've gone backwards. I'm not sure there's a perfect model. The one thing that I believe, I've been in Illinois 22 years, and looking around at what's happened, I believe we need to go back to true regions. And, you need a Northeast representative because there's very good teams in the Northeast. You need a Midwest representative. And then use your large bids to bring other people into the fold.
Talking with Dan Hartlib, he's the head baseball coach at Illinois, champions of the Big Ten. As this transition went last year, and I'm pulling up last year's 64-team bracket, I mean, you're looking like teams in that number four seed as Navy, I can run them all down here, but none of them were from BCS conferences. Did you even feel slighted when you guys were a four seed last year?
Well, I remember going out to the meeting, the pre-regional meeting. All the coaches get together, and you have some media there, and we're going over all the rules with the NCAA representative, and the coach is talking about the fact that, both us and Minnesota the year before, we should be higher than a four seed, and they keep sending us in, they sent schools into the Fullerton Regional both years, and, we created some havoc out there. So I think we're better than a four seed. I think we have multiple schools that deserve to be in the tournament each year, and there's, things we need to continue to do as a conference to make that a reality.
Coach, obviously as a head coach during your seventh season, this is probably one of the things he's been there forever. But as a head coach in the leading this team, probably the first time though, 18 of the 35 players on your roster are new players. Was senior day, did it last 3 days last year, or is this the strangest thing you've ever experienced with young players?
Well, it's excuse me, it's been a fun start to the year. We have basically a new player at catcher, first, second, short, left field, new DH. We have one returning pitcher that really did a lot for us last year. That's our number one pitcher, and everybody else is new. A couple things have happened. Number one, I think we have good players and good athletes. We've got a group that is very, very close. It's worked extremely hard. And, you know, you don't always have that. You don't have guys that mesh well year in and year out. And this group has meshed well. And you've got enough guys back that were at least a part of what happened last year, understand what it takes to play at a high level. They experienced the fun parts of winning a Big Ten championship, winning a tournament championship, going into the regional finals and really competing well. So it's been an interesting year. To this point, I don't know what to expect out of our guys, but the progress we've made, the way they've responded to things, the way we've competed, it's been fun. It's been, a good ride to this point because we continue to get better. And I'm looking forward to the start of the Big Ten season.
Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlib with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Through 17 games, 10-7, they've beaten a nationally ranked opponent in Oregon. Nebraska's beaten a nationally ranked opponent in Cal. They've both been on the wrong end of those pesky Gonzaga Bulldogs. They've both played them this season. You seem to be hitting the ball okay right now. Team's hitting .294. The ERA might be up a little bit. How would you categorize how you guys have played through the first 17?
Well, again, I think we've gotten better each week. If you look at where we were in some areas early, our batting average wasn't where we expected it to be, and our ERA was a little higher. But with the young guys that we're throwing out in very important and crucial situations, I think we've done a good job. As I talk to our guys about all the time, we need to be better each game. So I expect us to be a better team on Saturday than we are Friday against Nebraska. And if we continue to do that throughout the whole season, you know, you have a chance to be very competitive and be where you need to be at the end of the season.
Coach, for fans just trying to wrap their head around Big Ten baseball, I guess the whole, no one in this league is terrible. I mean, you don't expect to just roll over anybody. Last year, 7-16 Michigan in the conference. That was the worst record. Now, no one was really great either and beat up on everybody like Nebraska's experience with Texas. I mean, as a whole, I mean, you better be ready to play every week.
Well, I think it's a very competitive conference, as you said. Everybody's got one or two pitchers that can make it very, very difficult on you and beat you any day. I think you've got a lot of hard-nosed, blue-collar players in the conference, and when you have that, you have teams that don't quit. So every weekend's important. Every weekend's a battle, and guys have to learn to play with some consistency.
Finally, Dan, before we let you get out of here, everybody's going to have to start learning new players, new traditions, new everything, as they are with every sport at the University of Nebraska. For the fans that are going to be going to Haymarket Park this weekend and watching Nebraska and Illinois, tell them about a couple of your leading players, both on the mound and at the plate.
Well, on the mound, our only returning pitcher that did a lot last year is our number one, Kevin Johnson, and he's been very, very good, especially the last three games. He's really matured since last year and learned to pitch. And again, just competes very, very well. If you look at us from an offensive standpoint, you got a senior back in Willie Argo that's had a lot of success in his career. He's our center fielder. We have twins at first baseman left field with Jordan and Justin Parr. They've been very consistent for us. Our third baseman is extremely, extremely good defensively. His name is Brandon Hall. You know, I'm not sure we have a superstar. We have a lot of good players that play together. So, looking forward again to coming to Nebraska and getting the Big Ten season started.
And, Coach, what concerns you in Nebraska on Nebraska's side of things? They've really been hitting the ball well lately.
You know, I'm always concerned every time you go into a weekend. And I'm not concerned about Nebraska. I'm always concerned about our team to make sure that we stay within our abilities and don't try to do too much. Nebraska's going to be like a couple other teams in our conference. They swing the bats well. Looks like they're very solid defensively. They're going to throw quality pitching at you. I expect to have three battles and those are the things that are fun as a coach, is to get into some games that are battles that you have to make some decisions. Guys have to play well. I think if you talk to most coaches across the country, occasionally if you have a blowout, it's a good thing because you can get some extra guys in the game. But competitors like being in tight games where you bring out the best in people, and that's why we're in the sport.
Well, nothing like starting off with the best team in the conference from last year, the team that represented the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament, and that's Illinois at Nebraska, 3-game series beginning this weekend. Coach Dan Hartlett, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we'll get to do this quite a bit in the near future. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to meeting everybody out in Nebraska.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck. Dan Hartlett, head coach, University of Illinois. Again, they're 9-3 in their last 12 games. Got off to a 1-4 start. Nebraska got off to that 0-3 start. Both played Gonzaga. Both have played Pac-12 teams. They've got some similarities as far as the scheduling goes and how things are going for them. And Nebraska, winner last night over Northern Colorado, 12-3. They're going to try and play today. They're going to try and start at 12:05 and see if they can get through the rain.
Doug, 15-9 last year. Other teams that were 15-9 regular season, one team, Michigan State. Purdue was 14-10. 13-11, Ohio State. I mean, all these teams are bouncing around .500. Winning these series would be huge for the Huskers. And he says 70% of the teams win at home. Nebraska better take care of business at home.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, every day is a good day to enjoy lunch at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. While you're watching golf, baseball, basketball, whatever it is, it's on for you on their many HD TVs. And tonight, you can catch out whatever you want with the Burger Night going on, NCAA tournament all weekend, men, women, NBA going on. It's all there for you. Enjoy their great specials. And every Wednesday night, Burger Night, just $5 for any burger off the menu, like their Mushroom Burger, Totally Jack Burger, Bacon Burger, plus fries. It's only $5 every Wednesday night. The Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week. Because you're hungry, 7 days a week, they take care of you, and it's Big Burger Night every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. The athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, is going to join us live in studio when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Or water damage strikes, you're faced with two choices. You can be ruined, or you can be ready with the help of the cleanup and restoration specialists at 1-800-SERV-PRO. And making sure you're prepared starts by downloading the new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO. With a touch of a screen, it's designed to help every life that's been touched by fire or water. So visit servpro.com/ready and put help in the palm of your hand today with the new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, caller.
Staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites for Business is a real game changer.
Well, their HD TVs with the latest plug-and-play technology is a definite game changer.
I love anything with the word play in it.
Let you hook up your tablet to their HD TVs.
Gives you the big picture.
And sometimes you need a dongle to hook it up.
A dongle?
A dongle. It's like an adapter cord.
Seriously, you're messing with me, right?
Look it up.
Well, maybe I will.
La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
Make sure you book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The 2012 NCAA tournament is on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network.
The buzzer sounds. One of the last teams to get selected into the NCAA tournament, the VCU Rams, have knocked off mighty Kansas.
Who will this year's Cinderella be? Tune in here to find out.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The skies remain cloudy today. We'll also see some scattered light showers across parts of the area with a high of 58. Winds out of the northeast will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, with a chance for showers, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 52.
We'll be right back.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're finally went off on enough of a rant. I'm catching heat about who I want as a basketball coach. I've given a couple of thumbs up on the program. I know I haven't given a lot here, but to the folks that are sending me emails about who I want, well, who do you want? Listener, who do you want? Who do you think would be a great coach? Let's go here. Okay, Doug, who is supposed to come to Nebraska? No major coach will want to come to this disaster hole called Nebraska basketball, as we've said for months. If a coach has any pull for jobs, they're not going to want to go to a place like Nebraska. Nebraska needs a mid-major coach that can use mediocre talent and build a solid senior team. I'm not even reading any more of that. No, we don't. If you're offering somebody $2 million, then get somebody in here that's got... Oh, it gives me a headache, Tony. That's what I've been saying. Have we not been saying that for months on the show, that nobody wants... You got to give somebody
The facilities-wise, that's what separates Nebraska from other crap jobs out there.
Let me see that again. Here's another one for you. ESPN reporting that Southern Illinois has offered Bruce Weber its head coaching position, which is where he was before he went to Illinois.
That makes perfectly good sense. Obviously, a step down where he proved he could win and wasn't happy at Illinois. He'll go back there and probably do great things there. It's a different animal.
Why do you think Nebraska basketball is, let's see, what was the word here? Disaster hole. Because we keep bringing in mid-major coaches that can't get the job done. Why is the next one going to be any different? You got to try something different. That's my point. That's been my point all along.
Is the University of Nebraska... Rick Majerus keeps popping up because he took St. Louis, and those kids loved him so much, and that stands out to me. The relationship and those kids getting emotional, playing there. You know, he was the first recruiting class, took them through, and did all the great things. I mean, his name keeps popping up. Is Lincoln that big of a downgrade basketball wise to Utah? I mean, when you think about basketball programs. I would think Nebraska and Utah. Utah's been there before and made great runs. Keith Van Horn, I know.
And were they in a BCS conference?
No.
John McBride is going to join us here in just a second for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, letting Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. For all your vehicle services, big or small, they are there at Garrett. You can go online at GarrettTire.net. A lot is going on with UNK Athletics as we have transitioned into the spring sports season. But kind of the lead story is why John McBride is in the middle of this whole story. Florida, UNK, going to play a little basketball. But John, we'll talk about that and everything else. So welcome back in. How are things going with the Lopers?
Going well. Great weather.
Well, it has been great weather, and unfortunately this shouldn't deter anything.
The rain
today.
Actually is good for the softball and baseball fields, and the weather's been outstanding this spring, so let's keep it going.
Instead of finishing with what we always seem to finish with, let's start with we're getting ever closer to that first day of leaving the RMAC and going into the MIAA. I know you had Bob Boerichter here a month ago and talked to some of the big boosters. Can you recap for the fans and for the alum and for the boosters out there where we're at in the transition and how things are going with everything, not just fundraising?
Going well. We'll be rolling out the Loper Fund here shortly with the foundation. It's a one-stop shopping cart, basically, for UNK Athletics. And basically the message we tried to communicate to our major donors and supporters was that we had most of the ingredients there to get the job done. One element that was missing has been money for scholarships, and we haven't been able to give as many scholarships out as we'd like to. So that's what we're asking for help with, and being very direct about that, very honest about it, trying to share figures. So when the campaign pieces come out here in the next few weeks, you'll be specific about what our needs are and when we need to raise things by. And that's the main purpose at this point, is to try to communicate as effectively as we can, what it is that we need to compete in the MIAA.
John, the official date of leaving the RMAC and going to the MIAA is when?
I guess July 1. I mean, official paperwork and everything, but it's, once we're done with the spring sports season, we're already starting to work on some court designs and some some work with banners and the change out from the RMAC to the MIAA. So all that's taking place behind the scenes right now. And out of respect to the RMAC, I'm sort of one of those guys that likes to finish one thing before you start the next. And so out of respect to the RMAC, we won't put some stuff up. But you're starting to see the MIAA logo more and more around town. And as we roll out the media campaign and the promotional efforts in relation to this move, you're going to see a lot about the MIAA in the media.
When I knew John was coming in, I was thinking about, is UNK Athletics, team by team, sport by sport, ready to make this jump? Because in almost every sport, we've been hearing about how much tougher the competition will be from top to bottom in the MIAA. And Daddy, I'm thinking 5 years ago, football's better. Now, they weren't in the hole 5 years ago, but they're better today. Volleyball, as good as they were 5 years ago. Baseball is better. Wrestling is right there where they want to be. The track program is better. The tennis program is better. The women's basketball team, obviously, probably needs a little bounce back. Coach Cheney's trying to work on that. Soccer is new. Men's basketball team is starting. I mean, they had a better year this year. It's not where they were 10, 12 years ago. But, John, do you think... you're not going to say no, so where do you think the teams are as they get ready to go into the MIAA?
I think we're positioned to compete in the MIAA, provided we give that support that's needed from a scholarship standpoint. And that's the bottom line, fellas. We're competing a scholarship or two short in the sport of men's and women's basketball, and that makes a big difference. We need to improve that. We need to get better in that regard. I'd agree with your analysis of the programs. I think we've made improvements over the past couple of years with an eye toward the MIAA move. Now's the time to where the rubber hits the road with the donations and the supporters and the donors. We need their help, and we're going to be out there asking them for it. That'll become very public here in the next month or so.
One of the programs that's been on an all-time high is winning another NCAA tournament or championship in wrestling. I know you were there. The excitement level, John, and your support of the coaches, I know Mark Bauer really appreciated that. But just your overall thoughts on what the kids accomplished.
Well, it's a phenomenal night. And if you're a competitor, you can't do anything but appreciate that night. And I think that's what's cool about the National Wrestling Championships. Wrestling fans appreciated what the UNK Lopers did on that final night. They didn't just slam the door shut by winning a couple matches in the championship. They pinned their guys. That's big time. And I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. Being part of a national championship is something that ADs, not every AD has the ability or the chance to do that. So, I enjoyed that moment, and I know that the coaching staff, and I know one of them standing over in the corner is going to be taking over the Kearney High program, but I know the amount of work that's gone into it from their standpoint, and they're dedicated to promoting the sport of wrestling. And they've done a lot of things in support of that. They host multiple tournaments that bring hundreds of thousands of kids to this town and money with them to support Kearney. They recruit good young men who do things the right way and win championships year in and year out. They're competing for championships. Wrestling is a sport that needs more support from us from a scholarship standpoint. We're working with Coach Bauer to take care of that as we move forward too. So it's just a tremendous accomplishment. And it wasn't somebody that wasn't recognized as one of the top teams in the country that we beat that final night either. St. Cloud was the number one ranked team in the country. So to do what we did was pretty amazing. Hats off to Coach Bauer, Coach Swarm, and all the coaches and the student-athletes, obviously.
We're talking with John McBride, athletic director at UNK. Also, Alan Osborne in the indoor track. He's a national champ.
Yeah, and I thought Buck's comments last night in the newspaper were pretty interesting about how his accomplishments rank with the D1, because you're always seeing that comparison. And what would they say? Would have finished second in the Big Ten championships at that time?
Yeah. Excellent. and would have been in the top 10 at nationals and tenths, hundredths of a second off.
Yeah, that was a big-time performance, too. And And I'm sure that everyone that was in the starting blocks in that final race did not think Alan Osborne was going to win the championship. And that's when people don't think you can do something, and you can step in and do it. That's the moments you live for in intercollegiate athletics.
Well, I'm getting to meet him. What a fine young man to do it too. If I had a daughter, that'd be the type. I mean,
ooh, easy now.
If somebody's got to marry her, it might as well be Alan Osborne.
That's all part of the scenario. You know, it's part of the overall experience and the life moments for these kids.
John, let's talk about your connection. And you've told us that you were working for quite a few years here to try and get something paired with UNK in Florida, Nebraska, Kearney, men's basketball. We'll have an exhibition game there this November. That was announced a couple of weeks ago. Can you fill the folks in? Has it become any more firm since then? We just know it's going to happen. And all the things that go on by trying to get something like this put together.
You asked how long I've been working on that. About 10 years. when I left Florida, I joked at the final dinner we had and the retirement deal that we were talking about, and I joked about scheduling the Gators and the Lopers, you know, and everyone sort of chuckled about it. But I had some discussions over the years with the folks that ran the program down there. There was some interest in looking at it, but it never really came to fruition. They were getting some pressure to play teams from Florida quite a bit. But I kept talking to them because I said, you know, I keep looking at the results and you know, Florida International or Weber International and some other teams, they were beating them by 50 or 60 points. And I kept telling them, you know, guys, you know, we can be competitive and play. So just give us a look. What finally happened that really put the pieces all together is the person that took my job at Florida and the person that I hired to run the marketing efforts took over the basketball supervision. And we got serious about talking about it. He went to Billy Donovan and Jeremy Foley and asked whether it was something that could be a consideration. And, you know, all I can say is thanks to Florida for helping young men and have a, you know, tremendous experience here coming down and playing against the big boys. And without them, their willingness to put some financial wherewithal together, you know, behind it, it wouldn't have happened. But these are those moments you try to bring, you know, for a young man to have a life experience, and it will be going down there and lacing them up and playing the Gators, who, you know, still playing in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, didn't see that. I mean, when you're setting it up, you're going, gosh, we want them to be good, but I don't know how over-the-top good you want them to be. Also, you'll try and schedule – I mean, you want to get two games in while you're down there, if at all possible, right, John?
I'd like to try to find another D1 exhibition game, so I'm talking to some other schools down there. Central Florida has some connections on the coaching staff with Florida. It'd be nice if we could find another game. We can't play a D2 opponent until November 15th, the regular season game, so that's not a possibility down there. But I'd love to find another game while we're down in the Sunshine State to make it a good trip.
John, running out of time, anything else that you want to let the folks know about with Loper Athletics right now?
June 4th is Blue Gold Golf. People circle that on your calendar. There'll be some information coming out very shortly on that. Probably we're looking at expanding and including Owerri Dunes as a third golf course in our MIAA kickoff with Blue Gold. So we'll have more information about that, but people will have a chance to play that course as well as part of Blue Gold this year. So, again, Monday, June 4th, mark it down and plan to be with us.
All right, folks, more information as that gets closer. And don't forget, the teams, basically baseball and softball, are out of town this weekend. Softball team begins a 14-game road trip today at Metro. So hopefully Holly and the girls can bring home some wins.
I got to put in a plug for my Ohio Bobcats.
Oh, yeah. By
the way, Peter Yazvak and I are the Ohio U alumni in town. And, wow, what a performance by them last weekend. And go up against the Tar Heels. Who knows?
That would be the story of the weekend if they can get into the Elite Eight. We had a chance to talk with Jason from the Athens Messenger on the show yesterday about all of that. So it's fun. Maybe we can get their coach out here. You got any pull?
No.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, our Loper Link, brought
Thanks,
to you
guys.
By, thank you, John, brought to you by Garrett Tires, Treads, and Appliances. No on the no more downtime on the farm, because they are there for you with on-the-farm tire service. And also by Russ Smith of Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West. We'll be back and talk with the new wrestling coach at Kearney High, Ty Swarm, right after this timeout on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Manta.com here with small business owner Joe Buchek of Lighthouse Construction and Restoration.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
With Manta, business has grown 50%. He's so busy.
Whoa, super busy.
He's expanding to new cities. If Joe had a free moment, he'd tell you himself how Manta.com helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
You tell him for me.
Well, I think it just did. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And skies remain cloudy today. We'll also see some scattered light showers across parts of the area with a high of 58. Winds out of the northeast will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, with a chance for showers, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 52.
I got my first real six-string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, they're just rolling in. Again, getting some feedback on Nebraska's coach. Again, I think my rant went a little over the top to start the show, but I talked about it with Brian Rosenthal yesterday when Daddy was out and a guest on the show, and we were talking about it. He goes, well, who do you want? I said, that's, again, people. I understand why people are saying, Doug, who do you want? And I've got a bunch of texts here that are rolling in. Monty says, you know what? I like Tommy Amaker. I like Mike Davis because of the Duke-Indiana ties. I like both of those guys. I've mentioned on the show a variety of times two or three guys that I wouldn't have a problem with. I just, again, it's got to be different, folks. That's... And maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying, Daddy? I think I've said who I would look at. I brought up the part of bringing in an African-American coach with the University of Nebraska does not have. I keep bringing up AAU ties. Some people shoot it down. Some people think that's a big deal. So wherever you fall in the middle on that, you got to get away. You got to get away from successful mid-major guy. You've got to. If you don't, you're going to fail again. Now, okay, if you hire 10 of them, maybe you're going to hit a home run with one of them. Danny Nee did fine.
I think what people, I mean, obviously people, that's fine when you knock down 12 names. You just listed two guys. I wouldn't, you know, okay, if you want to get rid of the mid-major name, and maybe it's a guy you've never heard of, but the, You go to who's left, and I'm not talking, and I'm probably not talking the North Carolina Duke. I mean those top programs in the country. Duke's not left. I understand that. Kansas. But you go to an NC State or somebody like that, and the first assistant on that bench that knows how to work, knows how to recruit, and obviously if you're the first assistant on the bench, I would think you'd have some ties to the AAU deal.
Who you would think.
I mean, somebody like that. I mean,
but again, you can't bring a guy from a place that doesn't have to recruit heavily because the Dukes, the North Carolinas, because the kids come there automatically. Let's get to a couple more emails, and then we're going to talk with Ty Swarm. Mark says, how about Steve Alford? Fits the mold of a, quote, Nebraska-type coach. That would get him into the Big Ten again and low pressure. Good inroads to Midwest and Southwest players. Can't hurt to call. A no from him at least would let people know that Nebraska is looking for a splash. All but the Nebraska-type coach, depending on what you're saying the Nebraska-type coach is. I got no problem with Steve Alford.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know what a Nebraska-type coach is. What, he white, he sucks?
If you can have success in the state of New Mexico coaching basketball, then you can probably have success in the state of Nebraska coaching basketball.
I mean, you know, Barry Collier, Doc Sadler, I mean, is he in that mold? I mean, I don't know.
No. Way above Barry. Everybody is above Barry Collier, Daddy.
I'm just saying, is that the Nebraska mold that people – I mean, I don't know what the – I mean, that's what I'm trying to get.
A little fire. Look, he has a little fire, like a Danny Nee, like a Joe Cipriano, opposite of a Mo Iba. How far back you want me to go here? Tom in Kearney says, Bill Byrne, no matter what you think of him, once told the sports administration class at UNK that you never fire a coach until you know who your next coach is going to be. He told them that searching for coaches for every sport is 24/7. That's the duty of the AD. No matter how you feel about your current coach, you always are searching for their replacement, and you should always have a short list of candidates you can contact immediately if your coaching situation changes. Remember that coaches are always looking for other jobs, and if your coach is good, all the other ADs are looking at your coach. Be prepared because you may need a new coach tomorrow. Boom. Said it every day probably on this show. To answer your question, who do you want? Tom says Mike Dunlap, but I think he's smart enough not to come here. Now, Mike, again, he was the power coach at Metro State when they and UNK were battling, and he's been to numerous other stops along the way.
Nuggets.
And now he's at St. John's with Steve Lavin having to kind of step aside there with his health and his cancer issues. Dunlap kind of ran the show over the last 2 months of the season.
Interesting. I mean, that's an interesting name that hasn't been brought up before. I mean, there's a lot of guys like that are out there. And it's basketball. You got 5 against 5. You can't reinvent the wheel here with doing a back cut or they run the same plays. You just got to get it across. I mean, you got to get your point across. And I think after 55 years and still in the business, you'd have got your point across. T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple.
Maybe they should be the coaching sir.
And they do it right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You want to go back to the basics of manual speed and direction control, the easiest, most basic model, they can do that. That's the way they've done it for a long time. You want to upgrade to the TL Pivot Manager 2 with all the GPS technology, they can do that as well. They're riding the wave of technology. They want to do it in your field better than the other guys are doing it. Call your local T&L dealer or TL Irrigation Company today. Experience the T&L difference. Get online, folks. Check them out. Hydrostatically powered, designed, safe, and proven. No one does it better. T&L Irrigation.
Today we have a chance to catch up with the new head wrestling coach at Kearney High School. I was going to say it was a lot easier to hire a replacement for Tom McCann. No, because it depends how you look at it. There were so many qualified candidates. It wasn't like you had to look. They were all there. And Ty Swarm, who has been a part of UNK wrestling out of Mitchell and has been a part of the community for quite a few years ever since coming out here, has been named the new head coach, as we talked about last week. And of course, he's also back with part of the Division II Wrestling National Championship quite a couple of weeks. Ty, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on both the national championship and the new job.
Well, thanks. Obviously glad to be here, and very, very busy couple weeks. Got the call that I got the job on Thursday when I was headed out to the national tournament. We took a commanding lead in Division II national tournament on Friday and finished the job that night, Saturday night, in the finals with those three guys winning national championships. So.
I'm guessing those are the phone calls you want to get while you're at the D2 Nationals. But you want the good kind of phone calls.
You get the good kind of phone calls, but I'm guessing you don't want to be a distract. I mean, you don't. Who do you tell? Well, I mean, you're excited for. I mean, you're excited inside, but yet you don't want.
A lot of the guys knew I had applied for the job, so that word was already out there, and I had some friends and former guys that I had coached that were riding out there with me because I went down a day late. And with our modern day networking, Facebook, it wasn't much of a secret after about an hour after the news broke, and I was being interviewed within the next 2 hours. So, yeah.
Besides the tradition and the greatness of the program, what made you want to be the next head wrestling coach at Kearney High?
Well, there's so many things that are already in place in the wrestling community that you could just go on and on. We have a phenomenal kids club here. They're doing great things. The things that Tom McCann and Denny Miller have done over the years, they've put everything into place that you would want in a wrestling program. So all of that's just extremely exciting, and the community itself is a wrestling community. They support wrestling. They understand wrestling. With the college being here, it's really brought in a lot of focus into the sport of wrestling in our community. Outside of that, my wife and I and our family, we want to stay in Kearney. We love the community. It's just been a great place to raise kids, and there's just too many ties into this community that I would have never looked anywhere else. So all of those things combined, it made for the perfect opportunity.
Ty, assistant coaches, are you bringing some on? I mean, who are we bringing on board with you?
That's something I'm currently working on. There's some people still that are on staff there that I'm going to touch base with and see what they want to be doing and what their involvement's going to be in the program. And then looking at some possible people from UNK to come over with me, and I'm going to put a couple of other people into place and hopefully really have a great staff there to work towards, developing future champions. That's what we want to be doing.
This may be a question you can't answer for a couple, 3 years, but being a successful high school wrestler and going through the collegiate ranks and coaching college, how will you have to coach differently when you go back to the high school ranks?
Well, I think one of the basics are the same. I think you stick to the basic techniques and the fundamentals of the sport. A lot of things that have went on at UNK I plan to really promote in Kearney High wrestling program, specifically with character development. John McBride was talking about the fine young men that are in our program, and that's the kind of people you want coming out of your high school program. That's the kind of things you need to promote within your program to your kids, and it really fits in with the philosophy that they have going on there at Kearney High already. So that's one of the things I'm going to focus on a lot with character development, and then going, just looking at the basics of what the sport is. You just got to teach the techniques, you got to drill the techniques, and you got to reinforce positive direction for the kids. That's really important in developing success.
Ty, obviously goals for the program, we bring up beating Grand Island. It doesn't matter. They're the number one team in the state. I guess there's a bullseye on Coach Shadwinkle and his team's back. Mm-hmm. Is that at the top of the top of the goal chart?
Well, you obviously want to have success, and Grand Island is having success now. And, I would look at how that's all transpired is because of the people that have got involved with their program, kids' program, and all the things that are going on there. And a couple years later, you see those kids coming into high school and having success, so they've got a good thing going there. But we've got a great thing going here in Kearney. There's not many things that I have to step in and say, yeah, we need to do this, because it's already being done. There's so many people doing great things for the sport of wrestling, and people stepping up in the community and supporting the things that are going on. So I think we're already at that level. When you look at tradition and you look at history in wrestling, Kearney has that. And they always have. Tom McCann, Coach Miller, and everything they've done, they've put us on the map as a wrestling town and a wrestling school. And so we already have that history and tradition. We just need to keep doing the things that are being done to bring that program to a high level.
He's the new head wrestling coach at Kearney High. Ty Swarm with us in studio for just another minute. what do you know about your team? How closely were you able to follow Kearney High? And have you had a chance to meet with the kids that are coming back? Where are you at with that?
Had a chance to meet with the kids. I've trying to develop as many relationships at this point with parents and kids and get to know them. It's funny, being part of the community, your focus isn't as in-depth as it would be as a head coach with those kids, because you do have to have that personal relationship with your athletes and their families and everything that's going on there. I had the pleasure of sitting at the state tournament with the Kearney crowd, and I go to the state tournament every year with Coach Bauer for recruiting purposes, and this is the point where I knew I was applying for the job, had not been interviewed yet, and I looked at that state tournament in a whole different light this year, because we weren't just watching these kids that were trying to get to come to UNK. I was watching every single Kearney High wrestler that was out there and thinking how excited I would be to work with those kids, and watching the parents and how I would like to really meet these people and get to know these people. So I definitely took on a different aspect of looking at things once I changed direction and what I was possibly going to be doing next year.
Summer's coming up. A high school wrestling coach, in your mind, does what in the summer? Obviously, it's a year-round process, and Class A is certainly, you learn from that, but in the summer, you will do what?
Definitely a year-round deal where, I want all those guys being involved in sports or wrestling specifically. If they're doing baseball, they're going to continue to do baseball. If they're doing other things, they're going to continue to do that. But we're going to obviously get together as a team and do some summer wrestling in our room up there. Plan to do at least one out-of-town camp and also do an in-town camp here at UNK. We've got an excellent team camp where we're pulling teams from multiple states coming in and really good instruction and opportunity to wrestle there right in our town. So we have those two things. On top of that, strength and conditioning. Met with some people up at Kearney High yesterday. They've got a good thing going with their weight room and some of their speed and agility things that they're doing up there. And very excited to see the wrestling team get involved in that, and I plan to be part of all of that.
Ty, finally, have you spoken with Coach McCann since your hiring, and can you share anything about what he told you?
Very, very briefly. I plan to sit down and talk in depth with him, because I really need to start picking his brain about what he's done over the last 42 years. We've always had a good relationship. I respect him and Coach Miller and everything they've done to the utmost respect. But the thing that's important for me is to talk to him. What have you seen that's been successful here? What are the things that you've done over the years that have been good for this program? We talked at the national meet briefly after, right when the news broke that I was going to be the next guy. And he joked that my high school coach was coached by Denny Miller. So I basically was their grandchild stepping into the position. So it was a nice moment to chat with Coach McCann. And, I look forward to sitting down and talking with him in depth about what's gone on there and where he sees the future.
Well, Daddy, I know there was 60-plus candidates that probably applied for this job. And I know when I talked to Tom McCann when it had just kind of leaked out that he was going to step down, I said, inside the family, who would they be looking at? And he rattled off five or six names, and I know that Ty Swarm's name was one of those names that he mentioned. So you're going to be stepping into some big shoes, but it should be fun. And I think you probably feel as well. There's a bunch of guys they could have hired that were very qualified for this. And so once we get through that first year, all the nerves will be gone, and you want to guarantee any championships right here?
No, but what we can guarantee is we're going to do everything the right way. And, I can't say enough thanks to Coach Bauer and all the things that I've been able to do with him and learn from him. We do things the right way at UNK, and I plan to do that at Kearney High School. Success, it comes along with doing things the right way, and I truly believe that. And you put out the right people in the right places, and you do the right things, and good things will follow. And that's what I'm really hoping to see at Kearney High School.
Having kids like Hunter Bamford to help, too.
Well, yeah, you like to have two-time champs up there. Ty, we'll let you get back to work, because for now you still got a regular job.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We appreciate you sneaking in over your lunch hour, and we look forward to working with you in the near future.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ty. Ty Swarm, new head wrestling coach at UNK, and all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taking care of. There's so much going on in the last 20 minutes. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Two major breaking stories, both in the NFL. We'll bring them to you right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own. And we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis virtual office makes more sense than ever. A Regis virtual office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Next time you go to the Tri-City Storm game, remember, you can post an ESPN Radio Superstation Super Tweet. And the best tweets, in addition to showing up on the big screen, big screen, might earn an ESPN or Doug and Daddy Tweesh, T-shirt. ESPN Superstation Super Tweets on Twitter. Go to @Tri-City Storm. No hyphen between Tri and City. Tri-City Storm. One word. Tri-City Storm. ESPN Radio Superstation Super Tweet.
And skies remain cloudy today. We'll also see some scattered light showers across parts of the area with a high of 58. Winds out of the northeast will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, with a chance for showers, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 52.
That's for you and Riz. That's right. NCAA tournament gets going again tomorrow. Jennifer Hudson's version isn't that bad. It's just not as good as
Luther.
Yeah,
Luther.
It's not as good. Folks, you can talk about sports, and there's a lot to talk about with your friends over lunch at Cunningham's. Burgers, salads, gourmet sandwiches, pizza, French dips, new and expanded menu there for you. We had a great time last week watching the NCAA tournament, St. Patrick's Day. Well, you can have that kind of fun every single day, and when the weather's beautiful, you're not going to want to sit out in the courtyard today, but the courtyard is now open, and what a great place to enjoy live entertainment that's there almost every night and, of course, inside over the weekend. Cunningham's, as you covered with your big-ass beer special for $2.75, all wells, a buck and a half during happy hour, which is 3 to 6, and a large selection of small craft and microbrews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's lunch with your friends and coworkers, maybe you get off early to head into happy hour at 3, or to enjoy entertainment, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be, 23rd Street on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Daddy, I want to get to the less major news that's been breaking here as we've been watching. The New York Jets is where Tim Tebow is going. It's over. The Jets are sending a fourth-round draft pick to Denver. So Tim Tebow, who was a first-round draft pick and won a playoff game, is now only worth a fourth-round draft pick. That just shows you what people still think of the man, unfortunately, as a player. Not as a man, as a player. Tebow will join a cast of backups behind Mark Sanchez.
You got Antonio Cromartie already tweeting
we
bad
don't need
stuff.
Tebow.
I mean, Antonio Cromartie, he's one of those guys that doesn't understand about the two ears, one mouth. Please use them proportionally. You know, let the offense do their thing. You shut up. You know, if you've never met Tim Tebow, wait to meet him, then form your opinion. I hate to, you know, to form an opinion when you have nothing to do with the guy and to say things like that. That should really endure Tim Tebow to you as he enters the locker room and shakes your hands. Wouldn't you feel like a real a-hole then?
He is. And now the big story. The NFL has come down hard on the New Orleans Saints. And, again, I'm just seeing this story. Haven't got a chance to read all of it, but I'm ready to just explode on this one tomorrow. Saints coach Sean Payton has been suspended for 1 year. Former defensive coordinator Greg Williams was suspended indefinitely. General manager Mickey Loomis suspended for 8 regular season games. And the team was fined $500,000. They lost 2 second-round draft picks, one in 2012, one in 2013. Details of an NFL investigation released at the beginning of March reported that the Saints' bounty program gave thousands of dollars in payoffs, blah, 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 blah. The league said between 22 and 27 Saints defensive players were involved in the program. Williams, now defensive coordinator of the Rams, has admitted to and apologized for running the program. Sean Payton and general manager Mickey Loomis apologized and took the blame for violations that happened under our watch, but not until almost a week after the NFL pointed to them for failing to stop the program. This is an SMU, Roger Goodell, a horrible thing to suspend. Why don't you just fire the man? Why don't you just take away, he's done in football, Sean Payton. 1 year. 1 year. 1 year he's out. Not 16 games, not 18 games, 1 full year. 1 full year. It's bad enough that they're suspending him for the 16 football games this year. 1 full year. Please, Sean Payton, appeal this and please win it. This, again, is way over the top.
Well, you want to come down hard? That's hard. You know, I
didn't say it. You know what my position on this whole thing was. I've said it numerous times. I view it as steroids in baseball. They know more people than the Saints are doing it. What are they going to do when somebody else comes out with it now? You're just going to start suspending every coach and everybody that had anything to do with it?
Well, no, they're hoping this will clean it up is what they're hoping. It's not going to happen?
Here's what I said, Daddy, and I know you remember me saying this. You do what you do with steroids, okay? Here is your cutoff date. Don't ever do it again, or then we see this kind of punishment.
Well, that's fine when you're king. Until you're king, let Roger Goodell make the decision.
Well, I'm saying I don't agree with the decision.
Well, that's
why we have sports talk radio.
You can disagree. That's fine.
You think Sean Payton should be suspended for 1 full year?
I'm just saying if Roger Goodell wanted to come down hard, boom, that's pretty hard and severe.
Do you think he should have come down hard? That's my question to you.
Yes.
You think Sean
Payton
should be suspended for 1 year?
I would probably think that's a little too severe,
right,
but
that's what I was saying. Are you here tomorrow, or you got another day off?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Wow, went through a lot today. Take some time, enjoy yourself. We got Troy City Storm hockey coming up with ESPN Night at the Storm on Friday night, folks. Text HYVGI, HYVGI. That's HYVEE. HYVGI to 90210. You'll get special offers on tickets, $20 for just 2 tickets, 2 Cokes, 2 popcorns. It's all right there. They're going to be taking care of all of that for you. They play Omaha Friday night, special Nebraska lottery promotions, T-shirts, the Frisbee Toss, and a whole lot more going on Friday night with ESPN, Platte River Radio, and the Tri-City Storm. Daddy, who should win the 2012 Naismith Trophy of the Year? That goes to the best college basketball player. That is our poll question today. Anthony Davis, Kentucky. Draymond Green, Michigan State. Doug McDermott, Creighton. Thomas Robinson, Kansas.
Well, I think it's between Anthony Davis and Draymond Green, probably down to those two.
I'll vote for Green because Kentucky's got a lot of talent. I'm going to vote for Draymond Green of Michigan State.
Tough to argue. Tough to argue the triple doubles when you're a rival in Magic Johnson for, you know, I mean, things like that.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. It's our ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. And you'll pick up points just for answering the poll question, 500 points for signing up, 100 points when you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club. You get great free gifts like RFA tickets, Doug and Daddy T-shirts, Hy-Vee Deli pizzas, and a whole lot more. Check them out today. Wow, my blood pressure's up. It was up at the beginning of the show. Now it's about ready to peak. We've got stupidity in the NFL. We've got nobody knowing what to do when it comes to hiring a basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, apparently. And maybe they're going to drop a bomb on us. But again, I still say, if they drop that bomb on us, why are we interviewing these putzes? Why are we wasting money? Why are we doing that? We don't need a show. Tom Osborne is not the kind of person that puts on a show.
I would like to hear. It would be interesting to hear who interviewed. Now, the Omaha World Herald can have sources, and then interviewing and saying, are you interested, are two different things.
Daddy, a couple other sporting notes to get on before we get out of here. You know, when you Wayne State women, okay, they're somebody you wanted to see win down there because they had no direct impact on what was going on with UNK, although they'll go against those kids. I get that whole part. And then you see what happens. They were up 19 with 13 minutes to go in the game yesterday at the national tournament and lost. 17 turnovers in the second half. Bentley, Massachusetts went on a 17-3 run. And that didn't even catch them up. And then they didn't score for the final 3:36. I watched about the final 3:36 or 5 minutes online yesterday, and it looked like town team basketball the last 3 minutes. Just bad decision making.
It's one of those things that always seems to happen to the other teams, not the ones you're cheering for, doesn't it?
Well, maybe in your case, not me. The Kansas women beating Della Don last night and Delaware. And Brittany Griner with the first legitimate dunk in women's college basketball, I believe. And it's not even the number one play on SportsCenter's top 10. It's a soccer goal. What?
The one step, kwam.
They show all these women's college dunks. Some of them are very questionable. They get up there and the ball falls over the rim. I'm not bashing. I'm just saying that's the first one they showed that wasn't a breakaway.
Right.
She got up, went up, and put it down.
Now, was it the girl from Tennessee that two-hand stuffed it and pulled it out? That was
pretty cool.
That was, I mean, there's a legitimate one, but you're right.
The Nebraska Danger got some injuries, Daddy.
Yeah.
One of their leading defenders is cut from the team. They bring in Cornelius Pig Brown. He was a loudmouth for Missouri. Hopefully he can make some noise for the Nebraska Danger. And quarterback Rocky Hines, who was one of the finalists for the league MVP award with Bloomington last year, comes in because Terry Mayo is injured, folks. He is injured and may not be able to go on Friday. And tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Nebraska Danger's game Friday night against the Wyoming Cavalry, who is off to a tough start, Wyoming is, but they've always been one of the league's best teams. And that's Friday. We'll give you a chance to win tickets tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Perenio will join us from the Mandalay Bay. As we get into the Sweet 16, we preview baseball, the Masters, and all that's going on in the world of investing, plus what's going on in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. Also, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire answers your baseball questions, your fantasy baseball questions. If you're getting in a fantasy baseball league and have questions about your draft or just the way to run one or to set it up, please email the program. The Dent Popper inbox is DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, and we'll pass along your questions.
Royals have picked up a catcher and an outfielder. They needed one. Salvador Perez out with a knee injury, so Humberto Quinteros comes over from Houston.
Thanks to Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlib, UNK athletic director John McBride, and Kearney High's new wrestling coach Ty Swarm for joining us on the show today. If you missed any of them, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can hear all of those interviews from today's Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.